When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know what, Miles? Since you keep on bringing up something that was universally hated, there's actually a lot of things that are universally hated, but we gotta ask ourselves, do they deserve it?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more things that should not be so universally hated, but somehow are. Like good old Gary. Now, I know some people tolerate him, like his parents, but maybe not. They both went ahead and died just so they probably didn't have to listen to his stupid, long-winded Boone's Farm-laced rants about naked mole rats. Sweet Mother Mary. God, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if he was a serial killer. He used to talk about how he'd burn ants with a magnifying glass and collect the bones of dead animals out behind the family homestead. It's probably where he mummified his old mom and dad. Hell, his favorite snack is York peppermint patties. Only a psychopath eats those things. Gary tried stopping by my studio once. I looked up at him and said, "Nope." If I turn up dead, it's probably Gary. Check the haylofts in his barn, creepy son of a bitch.
Thank you, VD. Okay, so these are things that are that should not be so universally hated. At the very bottom of the list, they put the Toyota Prius. And I understand where this came from. You remember the Prius was kind of the first big mainstream hybrid car.
Yeah.
And then everybody just puffed their chest and were so smug about having a Prius.
That's what annoyed me about
it. So I think it got such a bad rap because they are fine cars. They're all right.
But the people, it's like the internet. There's nothing wrong with the internet. And then people ruin it.
Correct.
Same thing with the Prius. There's nothing wrong with the car. I'm glad you went electric. But why are you such a douche about it?
Yeah. I would just not want one from random people trying to open car doors. That's all.
What do you mean? What?
If I'm driving my Prius downtown, there's a good chance two or three times a week someone's going to hop in the car. Backseat of my car.
Oh, yeah.
True. I've got to keep those doors locked.
You do?
Yeah, at all times.
Didn't you accidentally
I've done it like three times. Oh, when I lived on Capitol Hill, I go, "Hey, I think somebody left their purse back here." And she's like, "That's my purse.
Get out of my car.
I'm not an Uber."
Sorry.
I did it once. But wasn't when Uber first launched, wasn't Prius exclusively the car they used?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Well, at that point, if you jump in the back of someone's car, can't you negotiate a little? Like, they're not Uber. Okay, well, where are you going?
Right.
Are you headed north?
Are you going up the street here?
Can you get me halfway there?
She was not happy.
Yeah, I can bet.
Oh, come on.
Did she, like, freak out, like, immediately or anything like that? Or did she stay silent until you said that somebody's purse is back here?
I can't remember if she was, like, messing on her phone. It's like she didn't even hear me open the door.
No kidding.
So I was like, "Oh, hey, somebody left their purse." She's like, "Oh, that's my purse."
Who keeps their purse in the back of their car?
People don't want to be robbed.
I guess.
I mean, let's be honest, I could have just left the purse.
Customer service associates.
I don't mind customer service associates. I mean, I hate the process, but it's not them. They're reading whatever dumbass script.
I get it.
They got a manager who's doing absolutely nothing, kind of listening in. Because once they say, and I do this all the time, "Well, I got to talk to the manager." I say, "Hey, save yourself the trouble because you don't deserve to go through this. Put your manager on, or your manager a bitch." And they love hearing that because you get to call their boss out in ways that they can't, and it's recorded.
Right.
And that has worked in my favor probably three times.
Yeah, the best one I had was something like I ordered this tux, and then they didn't go to send the shirt in time, and then the same thing. And I was like, "Well, I can't wear a tux without a shirt." And then same thing, I said, "I am not upset with you, but can I please speak to your manager?" Right. You get up there, and they're like, "All right, cool, I get it." Like, "I'm not mad at you, you're just doing your job."
Oh, exactly. Dude, they become so cooperative in that moment. Like, "Hell yeah, hang on, let me see what I can do for you, brother."
I just wish it didn't take so doggone long to get to the part where they're helping me out. I have to go through so much crap when I talk to customer service associates because I'm not an idiot, but I have to get through the idiot portions of their job.
The dumb stuff.
Right.
"Is it plugged in?"
"Yes, it's plugged in."
I'm just happy to make it to the point where I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
To me, that's the trick. The trick is pressing all the buttons, waiting, getting to the right department, then actually talking to a real person. I don't care if they can help me or not.
And no matter what.
I feel like I just went through a maze.
And no matter what, when you call, you have an idea of what it is that you need help with, but none of the departments that they list sound like they have anything to do with what you want going on.
I would go operator.
Right.
Operator.
Things that should not be so universally hated. This person says, am I allowed to say country music?
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years, that country music is one of those things that it was very fashionable to not like it just because it was so niche. But it has expanded in the last 20 years, and I will say 20 years. It has expanded beyond the old, you know, Hank Williams picking on a banjo kind of music. Like, it's broad now. It's not lame anymore.
It's very broad. I can say with absolute certainty, I do not like it. I never have. But to its credit, it's kind of hit the hair metal phase of its career, where it's reaching out to everybody.
It's kind of the grunge era of its
existence. I think the stars have gained a popularity like they have never before.
Sure.
I've worked in Baltimore radio for 10 years. The number one radio station in Baltimore, Maryland, which is predominantly a black city, was WPOC.
The country station.
The country station.
No kidding.
The next one, Washington, the hip-hop station.
Now, this is 25
WPOC
years ago.
WPOC, and it's country.
This is 25 years ago. MZQ was always in the top three in D.C. The news station was always number one, but their country station, this is Washington, D.C.
No kidding.
So, in my mind, people have always loved country music. I just think the stars are on a bigger level now.
Yep.
As far as the guys that are doing it, the girls that are doing it.
Right behind country music, what other big thing in music is universally hated? Nickelback.
But they're not.
They're back.
They are back.
Again,
yeah,
everyone says it. I'm like, you sell 10 to 12 million copies every time they put out a record.
Right.
And I'm like, so I wish I was as universally hated as they were.
Now,
we're hated much, much, much more than they are.
Now the millennial love for them is coming out in droves. There's a lot of people that, God bless them, they are now asking forgiveness for ever having said that these guys suck, because they're like, no, this is my childhood. This is what I grew up on. I actually really, really like a lot of this music.
Listen to them cover Metallica. You realize how talented they are.
Yes!
They have a formula for making their music, and that's why their songs are catchy. That's why they're fun to listen to.
Right.
That's why their concerts are great. You know all the songs.
Things that should not be so universally hated. I'm sorry, Steve. Broccoli.
Well, look, man, I don't have a problem with broccoli. I hate the way it tastes. It is not about its existence. It's none of that. It's like, sure, the reason I don't like broccoli is because when it goes in my mouth, I think it tastes like ass. That's
it. I like the taste of it. I don't like when you're cooking it and it smells like poop.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Broccoli, I think the biggest thing broccoli has, though, is it's right behind peppers and onions of an acceptable vegetable to put in dishes.
That's true. You're right.
You know what
I
mean? Like, peppers and onions show up, people are like, all right, cool. But then, like, yeah, beef and broccoli. I mean, that's a classic.
It also became kind of the poster vegetable.
Yeah.
If you thought vegetables, you thought broccoli. And kids don't like vegetables, therefore broccoli can suck it.
Yeah, broccoli's kind of like the Nickelback of the vegetable world. To me, most vegetables suck. So my thing with broccoli, and to your point, because it became the superstar of the vegetable world, I always use that as an example, but I could say lettuce, I could say cucumbers. Like, give me a vegetable that's not a pepper, and I'll tell you why I hate it.
I say all the time, I make a broccoli salad. There is no health redeeming qualities with how I make this.
Is there mayonnaise?
There's mayonnaise. There's sugar. There's craisins. There's bacon, cheese. It's awesome.
But the broccoli makes it look like it's healthy.
Correct.
Nice.
It's merely the vessel to get this stuff in.
Another big one in contention in the food world: pineapple on pizza.
I just don't like the taste.
I love it.
Hey, look, you get whatever you want on pizza. I don't care. I'm just going to get what I like.
There you go.
That's the argument.
That's the great thing about pizza.
I mean, I do agree with people that don't like it and just say it gets the juice on there. So
okay.
I'm also with Miles, though. I have no issue if it's me and a buddy. Like, let's just get two mediums.
Bam.
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh.
I love
it. Who hates vanilla ice cream?
I will slap you.
It's a slur at this point.
No.
Like, oh, man, it's so vanilla. Like, vanilla's a flavor. It is not the standard ice cream. It is a flavor.
I tried to explain that to people. I'm like, you're right. It's not a base.
No.
It is, in fact, a flavor. It's very versatile. It's like cheese. You can put cheese on damn near anything.
It's like the basic Lay's potato chip. Yes, they have 10, 15 different flavors.
Right.
But when you sometimes just have a real potato chip, you're like, man, this is good.
It is good.
I did get called out once. We went to an ice cream shop, and my mom got two scoops of vanilla, and I got a vanilla milkshake. And I was like, could I try yours? My brother was like, both just got vanilla.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but
he's kind of right.
But mine's in an ice cream. No, he was right.
If you want to get crazy and try something,
put a sprinkle on it. And then we'll leave you with this last thing that shouldn't be so universally hated. They say math.
No
problem. All right. It's just, it's hard for people, and I get that.
I don't hate math. I did not enjoy math class. Yeah. I think there's a big difference.
Fair enough.
Math can be, again, watching sports, math is fun.